This is the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wendland. Rick, sounds like you have been everywhere this week when it comes to the outdoors, not only on the water, but also when it comes to shooting stuff.
It's been a busy week, Wade. The sad reality is, to be 100% honest, I've been to six different lakes this week. And bottom line is, fishing is terrible. We are in a summer funk here or something. The summer blues, but I've tried a lot of different lakes, clear lakes, deep lakes, dirty lakes. I fish from 20 feet to 2 inches, and I mean, I've caught a few bass, but a lot of lakes around here, it's pretty tough fishing right now, to be honest, especially for bass fishing anyway.
So how long do you spend on a lake before you decide that you're going to put the boat back on the trailer and go somewhere else if you're not catching anything?
Well, it's funny. Like the other day I was at Swan Lake in Partyville. I was there for like 2.5 hours and I caught one bluegill bass fishing. So I put it on the trailer and I went to Park Lake on the way home and I caught a couple over there and it was like a 2.5 hour trip and I was home. I've been to Little Green twice. One time we were there for quite a while. But the other time was Saturday, and the wind was so bad on Saturday, you could only literally only fish one shoreline. But it kind of made for a short trip. But it's just no matter where I go, it just seems like fishing, especially out here in Fox Lake. I mean, fishing's been really tough out here.
Well, you got to get through it and fight through it, and they'll eventually start biting, hopefully before the weather gets cold, right?
Exactly.
Now, you were telling me, too, that you're starting to eye up bear season, getting your guns and everything ready for that?
Yeah, yesterday we went to the Juneau Range, and I brought my rifle and my shotgun over there, and we sighted them in for bear hunting just to put a new scope on one gun and just to make sure we're all dialed in. And, you know, the sad reality is when you put on a new scope, sometimes it takes a box and a half of shells to get dialed in, and that's about what it took. And, you know, problem is a box of shells nowadays is $50 for a rifle. But it is what it is, but we're all dialed in now. And we're waiting. It's literally like 3 weeks away. Bear season opens September 4th, and getting pretty excited for that. He's got quite a few big bears on camera.
If people aren't familiar with bear season, where can you bear hunt in Wisconsin, or how does it work? You mentioned it starts in a couple of weeks.
Well, it's mainly the upper third of Wisconsin. It's divided into four different zones, and I'm in zone A, which is up by Lake Superior. We're actually hunting out of Bayfield. A friend of mine's a guide up there, and he's been baiting for about 3 weeks. And this year, the baiters go first. I mean, every other year it switches from dog hunters first to baiters first. And I drew the tag at the right year where baiters get to sit first. And basically, you bait bears for about a month, and hopefully the acorns don't start dropping or the berry crop takes off to pull the bears away from your bait pile. And it's kind of like deer hunting. You climb up in your tree stand, and you hope for a big old bear to come by.
Well, how many bear are there up north? Are there a lot of them up north?
They've actually cut the tags, the kill tags, down way down this year, and I don't understand it because the bear population is actually way up throughout the state of Wisconsin. And there's more nuisance calls for bears in 2024 already than all of last year in 2023. So, you know, there's a lot of bears around, and I don't understand why they cut the kill quota this year, but that's the DNR, and that's what they did.
So. Well, as we talk, it's a sprinkling out. Weather's not ideal, so you're painting baits, painting lures. Tell us about Raw Bass Customs.
Well, we're painting baits. Actually, I'd like to give a quick congratulations to Dan Helmer here from Fox Lake and Eric Hitty from Waupun, two good friends of mine. They're under my bass club. They actually fished a big tournament over on the Mississippi River this past Saturday, and they won it, and they got $10,000 for first place. So it's called the Actual River 10K. They give away $10,000 for first place, and they were lucky enough to take first. And from what I understand, there was a few fish caught on Raw Bass Customs. So that made me feel good. They had a nice write-up in the paper with listing Raw Bass Customs. So makes you feel kind of good. But right now... The crankbait bite, you know, for lack of what I've found, but the crankbait bite and the whopper plopper bite is really good right now. And you can tell because all the stores that I'm in, that's what we're selling.
All right. And what stores are you in?
Now we're in here at Fishtails in Fox Lake. We're in Stew's in Partyville, M&M Tackle It in Portage, and Dick Smith's over in Pewaukee is probably your closest place.
All right, Rick Wendland, our resident outdoorsman, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's kick things off on the ESPN Outdoors Report and bring in Pete Hupp from Best Dam Guiding Service right now. Pete, sounds like the final Walleye Wednesday was a huge success here earlier this week.
Yeah, we a fair number of fish come in that were of legal size. I believe the biggest was almost 26 inches. And yeah, I had one legal fish. We caught seven walleyes total and some catfish, obviously. But yeah, there's more fish biting now, and they're looking real healthy, and they're nice and chunky fish there.
So the walleye event, when is that going to get going again next spring, and where, if people aren't familiar with it?
That'll start the first Wednesday of May. And that's after the opener, and that'll be held at Woods Landing, and it's a 12-week season, and they take your best 6 weeks and compile them for total weight, and that will determine who is your top three position teams.
So how about the rest of the fishing? Where have your adventures taken you this week, and what have you been hearing about the fish bite?
I was down to Madison a couple times here recently. Still the bluegills are suspended over deep water out to about 30 feet, and they're like 15 down when you find them. So you're fishing, you're fishing halfway down really. And, you get some pretty nice gills. Early morning, we're still getting walleyes and, smallmouths. So a little bit of, little variety, I guess, still down there, and it's been a pretty good bite. I've heard Winnebago, the perch, is kind of day to day. They're biting one day and the next day they're not. So it all depends on the wind and stuff there. So that's been a decent bite just on crawlers or helger mites. And Green Bay, I've heard the walleyes have turned on, and there's some bigger walleyes being caught.
Well, Best Dam Guiding Service is going to guarantee a great time fishing. If somebody would like to book a trip, whether it be for yourself or for a family member or a group, what do they need to know?
You can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Hupp for Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate the time, and good luck going on the waters this week.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Let's move over to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, how's the week been fishing down by you?
It's been great. We've had a little bit warmer temps this week, but still very pleasant conditions to get out, and a lot of people have been enjoying the great fishing we have down here. Fish have been biting well around the chain. Bluegills are mostly the star of the show, being found on weed beds on Monona and on Lake Mendota, too. Some nice gills on Lake Mendota, as a matter of fact. But the walleye are also in a good mood on mid-lake humps. Bass are up shallow on weed lines and on shoreline breaks in rocky areas and the smallmouth side of things there. Musky fishing's been a little bit slow, but there's a lot of pike around to keep folks busy, too. So, yeah, it's been great down here.
So what do you attribute the good fishing over the last week or so to? Anything specific?
Well, I mean, the heat that we had a couple weeks back there really slowed things down. You know, you get just like people, fish get in that hot weather and they just aren't as active. But this cool down's helped, but, you know, that also gets more anglers out there. So I'm not sure if it's just the fish are in a better mood or the anglers are in a better mood. But either way, folks are getting fish.
Sure, lots of shore. You mentioned with some of the fish moving in, shore fishermen probably having a lot of success as well.
They are, yeah, yeah. It's when the water cools down a little bit, more fish tend to move in shallow. Walleye action at night around town for shore anglers has been great, too.
Hey, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle. What they need to know when they stop down? It's a must-stop when they head down by you.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive, right at the corner of Northport and Troy Drive here in the north side of Madison. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate. We do a weekly fishing report that we post on our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. But we also have the good old-fashioned phone line folks can call, 608-BIG-FISH, if they want a weekly update. We do that every Friday.
Pat, thanks for the time, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks, Wade. Always a pleasure. You take care.
And unfortunately, we weren't able to connect with Dave from Fishtails this week or Todd from the Landing Bait Shop on a Little Green Lake. Hopefully we can get those guys back in the rotation next week on the ESPN Outdoors Report. And up next, though, our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland, he'll be joining us on the ESPN Outdoors Report.